702
Food Feature.
19 minutes after 1 o'clock, food feature time. Yes, we got to enjoy. And it is so coincidental, right? That the thing we tasted today is the movie everybody is talking about. And I'm so excited. So for our food feature today, we're joined by friend of the show, Dario De Angeli, executive chef and acting general manager at Clicco Hotel. How are you doing, Dario?
So good to see you again. Very well.
Yes,
thanks.
It is good to see you. And I have to say, I've been to Clicco a few times. I got interviewed there before by DJ Sboo, and I want to take the opportunity to remind all of the listeners, there are so many boutique, small, little intimate hotels that need to be given a chance, because it's so easy to want to go have a meeting at that big coffee shop. There's so many gems in Joburg. Please go out and explore, not just because they are cool, intimate spots, but also because they have amazing food. Hence, you are here. And Dario, I mean, the last time you were here, you shared an interesting menu. And of course, you shared your journey with us just with food. And has it been 2 years?
Just over a year, I think.
It's just over a year. Yeah. So, you know, in the space that you are in, when do you decide that you need to make changes? Because you're also the acting GM of the hotel itself, which makes sense because they're so intertwined. But if I go then, I'm like, wow, everything's great. What makes you say, we need to switch up? We need to change. Like, what informs that decision?
I think it, you know, as any business, you should keep evolving. You really should, you know, keep current, keep changing. I mean, you can't have the same thing working all the time, kind of thing. So
yes.
I think it's always great to be on the lookout for the next opportunity that you can possibly, you know, latch onto, kind of thing. And then there's all that excitement as well that goes around a new offering. I mean, it's always great to develop an idea and put it into action and all of that kind of stuff. So it's exciting as well. And it keeps everybody involved in the business more engaged, I think.
So remind us about Clicco Hotel, the beautiful story, but also the journey of where it is today.
Well, so Clicco started in 2005, I think it was, started by Jeanette. The owner, she built it up, turned it into a lovely 9-room boutique hotel, added a conference room, and then the restaurant came, I think in 2018 it was. And given that the restaurant was new in 2018, it made sense to evolve it now, being that it's 2024, 6 years down the line, give it a new look, a new name, all of that kind of stuff that was kind of tied into Clicco anyway. I mean, the name kind of, you know, Clicco was named Clicco because of champagne, because
yes.
Jeanette loves champagne. So we decided, well, it made perfect sense to name the restaurant Sec after that
yes.
kind of thing. Also, we were looking to have a little bit of fun with it as well. You know, have you had Sec today?
naughty, naughty, but absolutely love that. So, and I mean, I'm wondering, what are those dynamics that people aren't aware of when it comes to having a restaurant which part caters to
the hotel guests,
yeah. right? But then also you do want to have people who say, let's go have brunch somewhere else today.
Well, I mean, it is a restaurant. So it should be treated in the same way as every other restaurant is treated, kind of thing, where people think of it as a place to go and have, you know, something to eat, a coffee, whatever it is, kind of thing, in a really nice space. I mean,
yes.
I think that's the attraction about it as well, is that it's such a calming, tranquil kind of space inside there. It really is. And it's very intimate too. We've redone everything inside there, from the lights all the way to the chairs, to the courtyard, to absolutely everything. So it's now become this really, really nice space. And it should be thought of in the same way as you think about your other favorite restaurants and
yes.
that. And I think that was part of the reason why we thought, let's give it its own name so it has its own identity. So it's not just the restaurant that's attached
yes.
to the hotel.
Yes, yes. So what was the vision for the menu?
Well, I wanted it to be a small plate menu because I wanted it to be where people could come and experience a lot of different flavors. I wanted to pay homage to unique ingredients and use them as best as I could, like the aquarela rice or, you know, the fallow deer or whatever it is, stuff that you won't be getting on other menus and all of that, and just doing them really, really well. And in smaller plates, as I said, so that we could, you know, you could experience a whole lot of different tastes. And then I wanted to have a little bit of fun as well. So we put some local stuff on. Now, I know I'm going to make a mistake, but we've got things like manglina on the menu.
Yes.
So we've got that on the menu. You know, we've got tongue. We've got all of that kind of stuff done in a very sort of traditional way kind of thing as well, kind of thing. So there's a nice balance for people to come there as well. So you can have a T-bone steak if you want. I got it. You know what I mean? But at the same token, or by the same token, you can also have a lovely light crab salad with apple and fennel or whatever inside this, or you know, as I said earlier, fallow deer or gemsbok or something like that, which is different to what you'd normally get on a sort of meat menu.
Where in the world did you just say, let me serve deer on the meat? Like, it feels like so random for South Africa, because even when you go to those carnivore type restaurants where they serve a lot of game, they don't have it.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of venison here. I mean, we've got so much buck here.
Yes.
So it's just another buck, basically, kind of thing, you know? So
no, but these are the buck that Santa Claus uses.
they're not quite those ones, but they're halfway in between, sort of the springbok, I suppose, and those kind of thing. But they are, I mean, and also, I mean, I think more predominantly is that the meat from, or the game is so much more healthy to eat as well, kind of thing, right? It's not fatty, it's, you know, that kind of thing as well. And we should also be looking at sustainable food sources that go outside of the mainstream kind of thing, you know, whereas this now starts to lend itself to that as well.
So, I mean, my impression, because if you didn't say what it was, it just looks like a portion of beef fillet on your plate, right? And then you told me what it was. And as I was tasting, I was just so surprised at how not gamey I thought it would taste. And why is that?
Well, so we've been exploring a lot of indigenous plants in that as well, because we're using a lot of those in our cooking now as well. We're having a lot of fun with those kind of things. So if you take like Karoo lamb, it's specifically a kind of bush that the Karoo lamb eats that gives it that flavor kind of thing.
So it's the same thing. Karoo lamb is so good.
In the same way, it'll taste gamey kind of thing because of the different diets that the different things have, kind of thing, you know, so that will enhance the flavor of what it's going to taste like, kind of thing. So I guess it's based on what it eats and then our taste afterwards.
Please tell me about the greens that you served on top of the fallow deer.
Oh, the shiso, the perilla. Yeah, they just, again, it's just part of using nice botanicals or plants or whatever that go really well with it, kind of thing. So it's got a nice sort of meaty flavor to it, the plant kind of thing, the way that it's done. And it only makes sense to add it to that. Also, the kind of logic was that it's probably what that animal would be eating. It would be eating, it would be browsing, it would be eating leaves and all of that kind of stuff. So put a leaf with it that's going to complement it quite nicely.
And I love that, you know, chefs are at that level of today, of the level of creativity that goes into how you're preparing is more intentional. It's not just about what tastes good with what. It's, you know, you're deconstructing, reconstructing and saying, well, let's feed you the animal and what it eats as well. I absolutely love that. What are some of the other interesting things that people can find on your menu? I got to taste the most delicious risotto. I'm such a pork fan.
With the guanciale on it.
Oh, I mean, it is, I don't have words, because even that risotto is not the one we are accustomed to, that specific grain.
Yeah, so it's a different rice that's being used there as well, a different grain of rice kind of thing for it. And it's classic. It's aged 7 years in silos in Piedmont or kind of thing. So in Piedmont. So, you know, I mean, it is the world's best risotto rice that you can use kind of thing for it. So that's part of what we were looking to do as well. If you're going to make a risotto, make it with the best possible rice you possibly can. You know, if you're going to make something, use the absolute best ingredients that you can and keep them together. So finish it with guanciale on top, which is another great Italian product kind of thing. Use the proper parmesan that goes into it, you know, all of that kind of stuff is sort of part of the ethos of Sec.
And then you were like, let me just also add some pork cheek into there. I mean, if anybody has ever had the head of any animal, you will know that the cheeks just carry such good flavor.
Absolutely.
So why the pork cheeks? What inspired you? Just like, if I could add a bit more to the waist, this is how I would do it.
Well, it's like the world's best bacon,
yeah,
isn't it?
Literally.
So why not use it? Yeah, that's exactly the reason for it. I mean, it's crispy. It's got a lovely flavor. The curing process of it is done differently to normal sort of bacon and all of that. So why not use it? And use another part of the animal kind of thing, rather than just going for the fillet or the T-bone that you normally go for, whatever, you know.
So where can we find the restaurant and the Clicquot Boutique Hotel?
27 Sturdy Avenue on the corner of Jellicoe in Rosebank. Bookings on info@clicquothotel.com. We've got a lovely new website, so go and check that out as well. It shows quite a lot of the new space and everything on there, which is clicquothotel.com, www.clicquothotel.com.
And then social media, you've got Clicquot Boutique Hotel on Facebook, Instagram, Clicquot Boutique Hotel, and the hashtag is Sick Restaurant and Take a Sec to Relax. Absolutely love that. Thank you so much for coming through and for treating us. I got to taste my first piece of fawn deer. And I'm going to tell everybody about it. It's 1:30.
Nice to see you. Thanks.